Hello, and welcome to another Mention Inglés podcast from mentioninglés.com. How are you? It's good to be back with you again, and thank you for downloading this podcast, recorded for April 2011. En el nivel básico este mes, habían adjetivos que van con sustantivos, como a fast car, un coche rápido, a beautiful girl, una chica guapa. En inglés, normalmente, se colocan el adjetivo delante del nombre y no detrás, como en español. Escucha y repite. A fast car. An expensive car. A Ferrari is an expensive car. It's made in Italy. It's an Italian car. Is George Clooney attractive? Is he handsome? Where's he from? He's from the US. He's an American actor. New York is a big city. It's a busy city. The Eiffel Tower is French. The North Pole is very cold. It's a cold place. Hace mucho frío. It's a cold place. Where's Mount Kilimanjaro? It's in Africa. It's African. It's African, it's high, and it's very impressive. Escucha los siguientes adjetivos en español e intenta decirlos en inglés antes que yo. Ready? ¿Listos? Pequeño. Small. Frío. Cold. Bueno. Good. Rápido. Fast. Sucio. Dirty. Triste. Sad. Alto. High. Difícil. Difficult. Nuevo. New. Caro. Expensive. Rico. Rich. Gordo. Fat. Fuerte. Strong. Aburrido. Boring. Largo. Long. Well done. Muy bien. In the intermediate section this month, we studied some pronouns and descriptions of vocabulary. Remember, we use who for people, where for places, and which for things. Whose, W-H-O-S-E, means de quién. Whose is this 50-euro note? ¿De quién es este billete de 50 euros? It's mine. Listen and repeat some examples. A vegetarian is a person who doesn't eat meat. A microwave is a machine which cooks food quickly. A bus stop is a place where you wait for a bus. Whose dog is that? Also, in the intermediate section, we looked at the pronunciation of the ed endings for regular verbs in the past. The pronunciation rules, las reglas, are explained in the newsletter, en el cuaderno. But there are three endings. A voiced d sound, an unvoiced t sound, and an id sound. There isn't much difference between the t and the d, between listened and hoped, for example, but there is a difference if you make a mistake with the id. There's a difference between travelled and travelled, and between arrived and arrived, and between called and called. The only time you pronounce the ed as id is when the last sound of the verb is a t or a d. For example, start, started, or end, ended. Now listen and repeat some verbs in their groups. T, stopped. Escaped. Laughed. Watched. Relaxed. Kissed. Liked. Hoped. Danced. D. Called. Happened. Phoned. Carried. Arrived. Travelled. Listened. Studied. Lived. Id. Waited. Started. Wanted. Contacted. Ended. Repeated. Rented. Needed. Hated. ¿Qué estás haciendo en este momento? ¿Estás haciendo ejercicio en el gimnasio? ¿Estás conduciendo al trabajo? ¿Limpiando la casa? Tal vez haciendo la compra o sacando el perro a pasear. Si eres como yo, estás escuchando este podcast y haciendo otra cosa al mismo tiempo. Es por eso que me encantan los podcasts. Son tan cómodos. Nosotros tenemos un curso básico de audio que se llama Mansion Auto. Es para la gente que están aprendiendo inglés desde cero. Hay dos niveles y cada nivel lleva 6 CDs. Los primeros 5 discos son para escuchar en el coche, en tu reproductor de CD o en el ordenador. Y el disco número 6 tiene todas las lecciones del curso en formato MP3 para tu reproductor de MP3 o teléfono móvil. También contiene la transcripción de cada palabra que escuchas. Así que si hay algo que no entiendes, se puede leer la transcripción en el ordenador o imprimirlo. Mention Auto funciona en Windows, Apple y Linux. Y puedes comprar cada nivel de Mention Auto solo en mentioningles.com por 34 euros cada uno. Te sugiero que vayas a la página de productos ahora y escuches los primeros 5 minutos del curso gratis. Pruébalo antes de comprarlo. Vale la pena, ¿eh? Now, moving on to the advanced section this month, we looked at some slang and informal expressions. To get into can mean to become involved in or start doing something. For example, I got into teaching about 18 years ago. My God, is it really that long ago? Doesn't time fly when you're enjoying yourself? It seems like only yesterday. Grass is slang for marijuana. Also, there's weed, ganja, funk, Indian hemp, giggle bush, spliff, reefer, dope, kush, Mary J, herb, green, draw, purple haze, roach, smoke, oregano, zippity-doo, moonwalk, JB, sensi, bud, shake, cookie monster, pot, and my personal favorite, devil's lettuce. To throw up means to vomit. I threw up after that takeaway last night. And the phrasal verb to back out means to retreat from an argument, deal, or promise. I can't believe the investors backed out. Now what are we going to do? To bat an eye is a bit like blinking. If you don't bat an eye, you show no surprise, nor any sign of guilt or shame. When they asked her about the crime, she didn't bat an eye. Her expression didn't change. If you face the music, you accept the unpleasant consequences of your actions. I badly scratched my dad's car, and eventually I had to go home and face the music. Vibes, VIBES, are feelings. Repeat these examples. I'm getting really bad vibes from my girlfriend. Hey, I love the vibes I'm getting from your new designs. I've got some great vibes about this music. You can use mean as an adjective for something a person does well. She's a mean guitarist. She's a great guitarist. I heard you're a pretty mean World of Warfare player. We also practiced some adjectives and their dependent prepositions. Listen and repeat. What are you so excited about? It's very different from his last work. I'm so jealous of your review. What's he famous for? What are you afraid of? What's wrong with you? We're very grateful for your help. She's angry at me for loving her. Who's responsible for safety? He's very proud of his track record. He's very disappointed in his son. I'm absolutely crazy about her. So, what are you going to invest in? Are you aware of the dangers? Are you aware of the dangers? What's he boasting about now? She should be ashamed of herself. There were many more expressions and vocabulary in the business section this month. For example, when you answer the phone, say, "Who's calling, please?" Repeat, "Who's calling, please?" The phrasal verb to bring up means to mention. Why didn't you bring it up during the meeting? Why didn't you mention it during the meeting? I think you should bring it up next time. Remember, where does he work is a direct question. Do you know where he works is an indirect question. Indirect questions do not have the auxiliary verbs do, does, or did. Repeat. Do you know where he works? Could you tell me where he works? Would you mind telling me where he works? I was wondering where he works. Skills are habilidades in Spanish. In a job interview, you may hear, "What are your skills?" Or, "How would you rate your personal skills?" Or, "What computer skills do you have?" It's a good idea to include any relevant job skills on your CV. I was wondering if you could is a very polite way of asking someone to do something. Repeat. I was wondering if you could send me the report. I was wondering if you could give me a lift to the airport. I was wondering if you could send an email to him. Another polite way of asking is, "Would you mind?" Ojo, when "would you mind" is followed by a verb, it's the verb in the ing form, the gerund. Repeat, "Would you mind making a reservation?" "Would you mind sending it as an attachment?" "Would you mind meeting me at my hotel?" You can use the expression "would you like to make an invitation. It's similar to "do you want to," but it's a bit more polite. Repeat. "Would you like to meet me for lunch?" "Would you like to go for a drink after the meeting?" "Would you like to have dinner with me?" When were you born? ¿Cuándo naciste? That's quite difficult to say. When were you born? Repeat. Born. You born. Were you born? When were you born? When were you born? Where? ¿Dónde? Where were you born? Repeat. Where were you born? A fortnight is 2 weeks. In a fortnight's time is 2 weeks from now. The day before yesterday is 2 days ago. And the day after tomorrow is 2 days from now. Repeat. The day before yesterday. The day after tomorrow. In a fortnight's time. Well, that's it for this month. Thanks to all of you for listening. If you want to contact us, you can find us on Facebook. Just search Facebook for La Mención del Inglés and join our growing community of over 11,000 fans. Or send an email to mansionteachers@yahoo.es. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter name is MansionTwit. Until next month then, take care and keep practicing English. Bye.